Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Quick texter, first, we may need to get new hats from the 616. You know, we have the Make America Vote Again hats. We may have to get hats that are M-A-M-S-G-A.
M-A-M-S-G-A. Okay.
Texter says, Steve, thanks for making the morning show great again. It's going to have to be a big hat, and it'll be very confusing.
Maybe it'll be like a winter knit cap where the letters can just go all the way around your head.
Exactly. This morning, our most valuable person on the planet is a regional winner of an adaptive PE award, working with kids who need a little extra help, and a very special person. And Super Joe, I think you may know this individual.
I do indeed. It's my Aunt Tara, Tara McCarthy.
Aunt Tara's on the phone. Good morning, Aunt Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
We are fine. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So how long have you been working in adaptive PE?
Well, I graduated in 99, so almost 19 years now.
And explain to folks what that is.
So adapted PE is physical education, but modified for students with various disabilities. So students with autism, cerebral palsy, any number of physical or intellectual disabilities.
Well, as I've said on the show many times, my daughter works with kids with autism every day. And, you know, one of the challenges is, focus and things like that. So how do you get the kids to focus?
Well, that's very individualized. But for kids with autism, it's usually through visual schedules and forecasting and showing them visually what the expectations are in the environment, especially in PE. That's rather difficult because it's such a large environment. So individualizing that structure for them usually is the most important.
Now, Tara, you don't work at one school, right? You travel from school to school?
Yes. So I work for a cooperative case located in Glen Ellen. And so what happens is the schools ask for our full-time or some time of employment, and then they send us out to different schools. So currently in the last couple of years, I work for Carroll Stream School District 93. And what I do is travel in between all of their schools. So J Stream Middle School to a couple elementary buildings, Heritage Lakes, Elsie Johnson, Western Trails.
Wow.
So you got all your equipment in your car.
Yeah, you need Super Joe as a roadie. To get yourself in and out.
So frequently, we have a storage center for our equipment. So frequently, about once a week, I'm over there swapping out equipment and delivering it to the schools that need it.
What's your favorite thing to do with kids? Or is that individual as well, because you just like to see the growth?
Yeah. And my favorite thing is to get them, for my students in wheelchairs, I love to get them out of their chairs and see them stretch and move and get them down on the gym mat to play. And for my students with autism, I love to see that engagement with where you finally see that intellectual click, where they finally get what you're asking them to do and they can feel that internally and they get excited. That's my favorite thing. Sports, I was a three-sport athlete, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not, like, my favorite thing. I just love working with the kids.
One of the things that Steve often asks is where people get their inspiration, and in the information we got from you, I think your story is pretty unique.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, teaching chose me is what I like to say, but... Yeah, I've had many mentors along the way, many inspirational stories. So many people along the way that have helped to shape and form me into the person I am today.
Well, but also give yourself credit, Miss Modest, because, you know, a mom with MS and your own learning challenges growing up, I mean, that drives you in a particular direction, and you chose to help others.
Yeah, well, like I said, it you know, I am a firm believer of fate. So, you know, it was where I was supposed to be at the right time and the right people. You know, I frequently call my angels that kind of guided me in the right direction and helped me along the way. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for doing what you do every day. And
thank you.
It's extremely important. And just to see kids who have very limited physical movement get some physical movement and stretching, and the body loves it, and it's great for their body and their mind, and extremely important. So never take that for granted, the good you're doing all the time.
Oh, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now, Super Joe, it occurs to me that this is a member of your family who's, you know, we're doing really a lot of amazing good things for society, and yet you work on this show. So are you the biggest disappointment in your family, Joe?
That's a good question. I'd say, you know, of the massive amount of cousins that I have, I'd rank pretty high on that list.
You
of disappointment. Yep.
Well, you know, again, working in radio, you know, getting people to connected, you know, again, giving back to the community. It's all something we do in all different ways.
Wow, isn't it nice of Tara to stretch like that to try to find some way to make you feel better about working here, Joe?
She's the best.
So, you are the most valuable person on the planet. Thanks for being that.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.